After the Great War, which was World War I, 1914 to 1918, Germany suffered periods of political turmoil and economic hardship, which many people blamed on the Treaty of Versailles that marked the end of the war. The largest blow was the treaty's War Guilt Clause that required Germany to make enormous reparation payments to the Allied countries. It accomplished this only by printing more money, which contributed to extreme hyperinflation of the German economy. As early as 1923, Adolf Hitler took advantage of the frustration and unrest by attempting to overthrow the government. Even though it failed, the attempt left a lasting impact on his Nazi party. The Nazis' popularity grew slowly until 1932, when the party gained control of the German Reichstag, or Parliament. German President Paul von Hindenburg, seeking to gain popular support for the government, named Hitler Chancellor of Germany on January 30, 1933. In the following months, the German government suspended all rights of assembly, free speech, and freedom of the press while allowing unrestrained police powers. The Constitution was modified to permit the Nazi Party to enact any law without the approval of the German Reichstag or the president. With those broad powers, Hitler enacted the racist and anti-Semitic policies that he first professed in his 1925 manifesto, Mein Kampf. Jews, political opponents, and others were forced out of many professions, and members of some targeted groups were forcibly sterilized without their consent. With the death of President von Hindenburg in 1934, Hitler was able not only to continue his role as chancellor, or head of government, and Führer, head of the Nazi Party, but also take on the role of head of state, giving him complete control over all of Germany. Hitler now led a fascist state, and the Gestapo and SS terrorized those whom they suspected of opposing the regime.